revamped the offensive line?
Revamped?
Yeah.
Tried to get ourselves ready to play yet.
The idea of moving Kevin to center and David inside and the rookie outside, is that best five?
Well, it's the best way for us to play right now. I mean, we fortunately have some guys that can play in a lot of different spots, and David Deal's played in a lot of spots in the course of his career. And, he'll go inside there and do a fine job. And we're trying to get the group on the field now that can work together, hopefully, to prepare for the regular season.
So what's the time you guys saw enough of the two after one game to have that much confidence in him?
Yeah, we do. Obviously, we have a lot of confidence in him, or he wouldn't be here where he's picked. So, certainly he's got plenty to work on. He's a young kid, but hopefully we put him in there now, and we bring Chris Snee along, and Chris is there to help him. It's a good move. The more they can work together, the better off we'll be.
Does the move also benefit Deal at all, just with the hand injury and maybe not having
to? I think Deal won't even know he's got a hand injury when it's time to play. He'll just play. That's just the way he is. I think this is a nuisance thing more than anything else. And just he's trying to get to where he's comfortable, jamming that thing all the time. And once that gets taken care of, then I think he won't even pay attention to it.
What exactly is the hand
injury? It's a thumb.
Tom, with the injury, obviously, of course, talking about the opportunity for Murphy and Randall, all these other guys this weekend to step up.
That's what preseason is all about. I mean, opportunity, and opportunity certainly is there. And we also, hopefully, will get to the game with Jernigan, and Collins, and those kind of people ready to contribute also. So it'll be a great chance for them as well.
Murphy wasn't here today?
Murphy's here, but he's got a sore leg. And we're going to do all the tests on him and see what the problem is.
Tom, what did you see from Sean Rogers?
Played pretty good. He kind of got going in there and showed some quickness, penetrated, knocked the arc of the line back in our favor. Provided opportunities for us to push them back. We had seven. They had seven runs of minus yards. So, the interior guys were a big part of that. And Sean was a big part of it.
How happy are you for him, with last year with him missing?
You're cheering for him every day.
Tom, what do you have to see against the Jets this week? More physicality, execution, what is it that you're looking for?
Well, it's a combination of all that stuff. As I said after the game, with all due respect to the Colts, it's not what they did to us, it's what we didn't do to ourselves. How about some execution? How about somebody making a play? We had our chances, both sides of the ball. I marked my own sheet as I graded. Should have been five interceptions in the game. There should have been three touchdowns in the first half. Should have, would have, could have, don't matter. I understand that, but that's what we need to see. How about third down, 3 for 15 offensively? I think we should be able to do a little better than that.
Tom, with Victor, do you look at it as a twofold issue with the heel and the injury, but he also really hasn't had a lot of reps if you go back to the offseason?
Yeah, he's never missed a beat, since he's come back
here.
He's not missed a thing. And this is a crazy thing, too. Hopefully it's not going to be a long time. Who knows? I don't know that. But, he feels better from one day to the next, which is a good thing. If you look at him and say, oh my God, he's got crutches and boot. They're doing all kinds of stuff to make sure that he doesn't put any pressure on it. But he did feel a little bit better today.
He and Boss indicated today they think they can be back for the opener. You may not be looking that far ahead, but do you have that same hope? Really, with all of your guys, there's that hope, at least, it seems.
I hope so. I'm hoping to get him back tomorrow.
How helpful is it to have Chris next to Justin and kind of help him bring him along?
A lot of help for young guys. Justin's a smart kid of his own, but he's not ever been through this. So he'll need a stable rock right next to him. So that's what Chris can be.
Adrian Tracy left.
I think he's starting to move towards dehydration as well.
Is Barton ribs or something like that?
Who's that?
Barton?
No, Barton's got a sore knee.
Tom, I don't know if you agree, but it looks like there's going to be some tough battles going on here to make this team in certain spots.
I hope it's hard. I hope they make it harder in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.